Gary Knoll. This is the Progressive Commentary Hour. Today, a special, in-depth, original, investigative report, Wikipedia's Culture of Institutional Bias. And unfortunately, this information should have been exposed by governmental agents or by investigative journalists or by the mainstream media, but they have done nothing. Weekly, millions of people Google their concerns about their health and a large variety of illnesses such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, dementia, etc. And then they anticipate a speedy and accurate current scientific-based clinical proven information coming their way. The majority of people begin to approach a personal health crisis by turning exclusively to established medical, more often than not drug-based protocols. However, these treatments do not always relieve symptoms nor reverse disease, and certainly most of these do not prevent disease. Increasingly, people are seeking second and third opinions. More often than not, Google will take a person immediately to Wikipedia. There's an assumption and a reasonable expectation that the information that you will find on Wikipedia is accurate, soundly researched and referenced from high-quality and reliable sources, written by credentialed writers and scholars and editors with expertise on the subject. It's unbiased. And finally, that it's objective and balanced. Therefore, it is a minimal, minimal assumption that at least the content on Wikipedia is scientifically validated and would appear on the National Institutes of Health's PubMed database for medical information and research. Whether it is pharmaceutical, surgical, radiological, or even perhaps a more natural medical modality such as lifestyle change or nutrition or medical botanicals, herbs. How about the whole field of chiropractic and Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, the Indian medicine? How about just what most people in America see, and that is complementary and holistic medicine? In any case, it's expected the information will be accurately provided and described. Then, using our freedom of choice and informed consent, we can select the medical route that we believe would be most safe and effective. Unfortunately, our two-year investigation into Wikipedia's treatment of health issues reveals exactly the opposite. In fact, there are many individuals with outstanding credentials who are terrified of having their biographies appear on the open source encyclopedia. Once a person's biography is added, they will never have control over its content. Often he or she will be faced with slander, character assassination, and denigration about their careers and life's work. All efforts by attorneys and experts in their field will not be able to change a single syllable on a wiki page. Their biographies are frozen as if confined in a Russian gulag for a political crime. They will seek redress by reaching out to the media, but the media too is fully compromised. They may seek open hearings on Wikipedia's, let's say, backside to expose unfair behavior and misinformation, but they won't be met either by deafening silence or censorship. They may even seek redress from the IRS or state's attorney generals for Wikipedia's gross serial violations of its nonprofit status. Consequently, it becomes politically and assuredly nothing will happen to correct these errors. As a result, a relatively small group of uncredentialed, hate-filled individuals, commonly known as skeptics, empowered by Wikipedia's co-founder Jimmy Wales, have been using the encyclopedia as a social media platform to condemn all non-conventional and alternative medical therapies and its practitioners, even those who seek to benefit from these therapies, the patients. There are hundreds of thousands of clinical trials and research papers and review analysis confirming the authenticity and effectiveness and the safety of these natural medical systems. However, for the skeptics who control and edit these wiki pages, knowing full well that they have Jimmy Wales' unerring support, the truth is irrelevant. Today, Wikipedia succeeds as being worse than McCarthyism's witch hunts in the 1940s and 50s, where there is no proper channel for redress. Even attorneys representing the Silicon Valley titans, Wikipedia among them, have gamed the system. Should we ask the media, such as 2020 and Nightline and 60 Minutes and the New York Times and all the other leading newspapers and magazines, why they fail to protect the American and global public from misinformation on a social platform and indulge with a shameful complicity to permit Wikipedia's deception to continue without proper review and public exposure? Yet, to my knowledge, none have the guts to undertake an objective investigation to uncover the truth. Now I will detail for you what we've uncovered. For deeper investigations about how Wikipedia is on all accounts an enemy of public health, we invite readers to read more thoroughly the articles on PRN.fm. We have over 27. Let's begin by looking at Wikipedia in the medical profession. In 2012, Americans spent $14.7 billion on complementary and alternative medicine and non-conventional medical services such as chiropractors, massage therapists, acupuncturists, energy medical practitioners, and healers. This is almost a third of what is personally spent on conventional medical services. In addition, $12.8 billion was spent on natural supplements, accounting for approximately 25% of what Americans spend on pharmaceutical drugs. The U.S. National Center for Complementary and Integrative Medicine and Health, a division of the National Institutes of Health, calculates that 9% of our out-of-pocket health care costs are spent on alternative medicine. And as of June 2016, the center estimated that 38% of adults were using complementary and alternative medicine, 44% were in the age group 50 to 59. Moreover, this increase is not limited to the well-educated, but has been growing across all income levels and racial groups. These trends pose a serious dilemma for the pharmaceutical industry and the federal health agencies that promulgate only the drug-based paradigm. The gaining popularity of complementary and alternative medicine therapies threatens drug profits in the hospital and healthcare system. It also threatens the private insurance industry, which limits itself, and with few exceptions, to only covering conventional medicine. Therefore, it is not unreasonable to find concerted efforts underway by the private medical industrial complex to undermine complementary and alternative medicine and virtually all of natural medicine's therapeutic benefits and its long and storied history of safety. A review of the many individual Wikipedia pages about alternative medicine and natural non-drug-based therapies should immediately apprise viewers, readers, that Wikipedia supports and promulgates the pharmaceutical paradigm. The encyclopedia's treatment of complementary and alternative practices are both negligent and misrepresentations of the actual peer-reviewed medical literature that confirms complementary and alternative medicine's efficacies in treating a wide range of diseases and illnesses and physical and mental health conditions. Complementary and alternative medicine also provides a preventative strategy to actually prevent disease, which conventional medicine is neither equipped to prescribe nor has the expertise to advise. Consequently, the drug-based paradigm of medicine is solely therapeutic and grossly limited at that. Clearly, if the Federal National Institutes of Health acknowledge complementary and alternative medicine's health benefits, and if medical schools are increasingly offering complementary and alternative courses to their curriculum, we would expect this to be accurately reflected in Wikipedia. Unfortunately, this is far from the case. Consequently, we should take pause and question the reasons for these omissions and denigrations. Our investigations clearly indicate that Wikipedia's exclusion of accurately presenting complementary and alternative therapies in a proper and balanced and objective manner is not an act of carelessness, nor a lapse in editorial oversight. Instead, this animus, this perverse notion of denigration of all that is alternative, is personal bias that runs throughout the Wikipedia Foundation, starting at the top with its co-founder Jimmy Wales and trickling down to a large loose-knit network of individuals because they are aligned with the pharmaceutical paradigm. This agenda in turn strengthens the upper echelons of the federal health agencies, notably the Department of Human Health and Services and the Centers for Disease Control, that have become a revolving door with the drug industry. People go from the CDC, the FDA, the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the National Institute on Aging, right into corporate positions, mainly in pharmaceutical advertising. Wikipedia mirrors the agenda of conventional medicine as it is perceived and lobbied for by the leaders of executives of conventional orthodox drug-based medicine. And Jimmy Wales has given his full support to the Wikipedia editors who present themselves as objective volunteers, but in fact, according to our beliefs and research, hold personal agendas. Beliefs are conflicts of interest aligned with corporate medicine. Jimmy Wales takes personal measures to protect the seeming integrity of his open source encyclopedia. In 2018, Jimmy supported his editor's ban of the British newspaper The Daily Mail as a reliable resource for information to be cited as a reference in Wikipedia entries. There are sound reasons to believe that Wales banning the Mail was an act of conflict of interest and personal revenge. The Mail has on occasion published stories that challenge Wikipedia's claims of neutrality. One story accused Wales of being a neoliberal insider with the intention to destroy conservatism. Furthermore, Wales has sat on the board of the Mail's major newspaper competitor, The Guardian. The Mail also published a story about research coming out of Campbell University about the widespread inaccuracy of medical information on Wikipedia's 20,000-plus health-related pages. It is feasible to regard the Mail's article as a public service to warn readers not to rely upon Wikipedia for high-quality medical research, nor to attempt to self-diagnose themselves based upon Wikipedia's misinformation. In 2017, the paper reported on a study by Oxford Internet Institute noting that algorithmic bots have been used for over a decade on Wikipedia pages to, quote, enforce bans, check spelling, links, and import content, end quote. This includes the undoing of manual and robotic edits made to Wikipedia on its pages. And in 2014, the Mail instructed all of its writers and reporters to never rely on Wikipedia as a single source for conducting journalistic research. For many current and contemporary subjects, Wikipedia may be understood as both a large public relations behemoth as well as an open-source encyclopedia. Unlike the Encyclopedia Britannica, which relies upon highly learned experts and scholars in chosen fields that are always transparent, you see their names and backgrounds, Wikipedia accommodates numerous amateurs and individuals with no solid background in the subject matter that they have risen to administrate. It is unnecessary for an editor to reveal his or her real name and identity. They do not have to reveal their education level or their professional background in order to climb the Wikiladdy ladder to senior administrative positions. And many senior editors keep their real identities and affiliations hidden and only use anonymous names. Editors can even pretend to hold doctoral degrees or disguise themselves as medical professionals. The deep fundamental flaws and failures in Wikipedia's structural base have been noted repeatedly by frustrated editors and observers since its founding. And the site continues to denigrate, parallel with its growing worldwide popularity and deepening pockets of large donations. Some of the larger donors remain hidden or anonymous. The New York Times bestselling human rights author Edwin Black best described the dangers Wikipedia poses for social progress in his article, Wikipedia, The Dumbing Down of World Knowledge, published on the History News Network. Quote, Wikipedia, the constantly changing knowledge base created a global free-for-all of anonymous users, now stands as the leading force for dumbing down the world of knowledge. If Wikipedia's almost unstoppable momentum continues, critics say it threatens to quickly reverse centuries of progress. In its place would be a constant cacophony of fact and falsity that Wikipedia critics call a law of the jungle, end quote. Prior qualifications and experience in any given subject clearly mean little to Jimmy Wales and Wikipedia community. Wikipedia's original co-founder, Larry Sanger, has accused the encyclopedia of overt hostility towards credentialed experts. Sanger is far from being the only academic to be turned off by Wikipedia's behind-the-scenes chaos, which is being led by a recruited group of skeptics who tend to be disproportionately young and overwhelmingly male. Wikipedia's misuse of terms pseudoscience. Wikipedia's page describing its arbitration committee on pseudoscience sets forth principles and criteria to determine what can be properly labeled as pseudoscience on Wikipedia entries. The, quote, scientific focus of articles are expected to, quote, reflect current mainstream scientific consensus. However, no further definition is provided. A, quote, neutral point of view is also required, which means, quote, fair representation of significant alternatives to scientific orthodoxy and legitimate scientific disagreement, end quote. This would include non-conventional therapies that now have volumes of quality, outstanding peer-reviewed research published in medical journals throughout the world. Skeptics repeatedly violate this rule. Only astrology is listed in the arbitration rules as an example of what can properly be called a pseudoscience on a wiki page. With respect to questionable science, if a theory, for example, acupuncture or chiropractic, has a substantial following, although some would allege it to be a pseudoscience, it should not be characterized as such. And finally, under alternative theoretical formulations, if a theory has a following, quote, within the scientific community, then it must not be labeled pseudoscience because it is, quote, part of the scientific process. Therefore, the many non-conventional medical modalities supported by clinical research, outstanding medical schools, and hospitals should not be framed in derogatory terms. Based upon this criteria alone, their own criteria, a living person who practices or follows any medical system that is not qualified as a pseudoscience should not be referred to as a quack, or in Jimmy Wells' terms, a, quote, a lunatic charlatan. Nevertheless, skeptics' editors break these rules repeatedly, and the victims have no recourse to correct skeptic biases, misinformation, slander and libel, and character assassination. There's an open field day of doing whatever you want, saying whatever you want to anyone who is in the field of alternative or complementary medicine, no matter what your credentials. You could be a Nobel Prize-winning physician or scientist. You could have published 100 or 200 or 400 papers in peer-reviewed literature. You could be the most respected male or female in your profession. It doesn't matter a hoot to the skeptics at Wikipedia. If they want to denigrate you by adding or subtracting from your bio that you didn't even put up there, they will do so with no consequences from Jimmy Wales and unfortunately no consequences from the mainstream media. Ever since Wikipedia came online, it has had its detractors and critics. Yet increasingly, its reliability is being questioned by prestigious institutions and credible journalists, including MIT's Technology Review and the recently launched Wikipedia Project at Yale University. Writing for the Huffington Post, journalist Sam Slovic asked a question we should all be asking ourselves every time we click into Wikipedia. Slovic asks, quote, has Jimmy Wells' marauding encyclopedia beast finally corrupted the Internet? Has Wikipedia lost all credibility, its purported neutral system compromised by toxic editors, end quote? the most toxic Wikipedia editors now terrorizing and sabotaging the encyclopedia's pages more often than not, are not anonymous non-experts in computer hacks who identify themselves with an extreme form of scientific materialism known as skepticism. These editors now control and dominate large numbers of Wikipedia entries dealing with non-conventional medicine, parapsychology, and doctors, researchers, and health practitioners who advocate these disciplines. But wait, what if a group of doctors, all board certified, all traditional doctors, maybe 10, 20 years into their practice, are finding out they're not helping patients? So they start to educate themselves in other modalities, maybe lifestyle, maybe a healthy organic plant-based diet, maybe exercise, meditation, and yoga, maybe body-mind medicine. And they begin to use it, and lo and behold, they find that their patients now are actually improving and overcoming diseases like diabetes and depression and anxiety. And they look for confirmatory studies, and they find them, that other people are doing this, and meta-analysis support this. Shouldn't they be given a forum to debate what they have found from personal clinical experience? No. They will be attacked. They will be demonized. Nothing that they say in their defense will be used by Jimmy Wales and his anonymous bunch of skeptics. They will have no rights, because once you have been maligned on Wikipedia, once you're considered a challenge to the establishment or the status quo, once you write something on any topic that is not conforming to the groupthink, you're the enemy. You're the other. And yet Wikipedia rules insist editors, quote, assume good faith, end quote. But this rule does not pertain to persons or subjects that skeptic administrators personally disapprove of. Hence, personal bias is the primary dominant theme of Wikipedia on these topics. And Jimmy Wales is complicit in enabling this. Those who question both political orthodoxy or, quote, accepted wisdom in other areas, health, medicine, for example, are mercilessly targeted for the sole purpose of inflicting as much damage on their reputations as possible. And yet these are living people. They didn't put these statements about themselves up on Wikipedia. And yet they can't get them down. They're in a frozen position in perpetuity. So anyone wanting to know about Dr. X, and you go up there and suddenly read all these terrible things, how can you undo that damage? How can you reverse the bias that's now in hundreds of millions of people's minds? You can't. And what do you do about all the people who came there who've tried everything Orthodox has to offer, and it failed? And so as a last-ditch Hail Mary, they go to Google, they Google in alternative cancer therapies or heart disease or dementia, and immediately it goes to Wikipedia, and immediately you see that there's no health benefits to any of this. This is all fraud. These people are quacks. And so instead of trying, with maybe one ray of hope left, you're left with, there is no hope. Go into hospice care or prepare yourself for the inevitable. How many people have died? How many people have become sicker because Wikipedia misled them because of individual bias? This prolific group of so-called skeptics has embraced a mission to eradicate from all areas of scientific elements that the term pseudoscience or woo, W-O-O, skeptics target not only alternative medical practitioners, but entire disciplines, and they have Wales' utmost approval to carry out the skeptic agenda. Skeptic editors collaborate to declare a person or a topic fringe, after which the standards for reliability and neutrality decrease substantially, allowing editors to add false and defamatory content, original content, that they're not supposed to add without worrying about another editor coming along and reverting their libel. Fringe articles are fair game for skeptic editors to test out their efforts to discredit their opposition. It is normal to see pioneering alternative medical and health doctors and practitioners who have helped thousands of people, denigrated as quacks. And the problem is so widespread that over 11,000 users actually submitted a presentation to Jimmy Wells urging him to address the problem. Wells effectively laughed in their face, responding that Wikipedia would not consider the work of, quote, lunatic charlatans, end quote, classifying all non-conventional health practitioners as such. Have you met these people? Have you shared literature with them? Have you reviewed their peer-reviewed literature? Have you attended scientific conferences that they've been invited to as keynote speakers? Have you interviewed the people who found great relief from their suffering by following these practitioners? The answer is no, and they don't want to know this. Efforts to add reliable and well-referenced information that may taint the Wikipedia biographies of leaders in the skeptic movement are immediately removed. Former stage magician and leading skeptic spokesperson James Randi's bio is an example of the shameless flattery these editors offer their idols. Were it merely a case of both sides having a form to criticize each other, Wikipedia would at least be fair. But permitting one side to break all rules in pursuit of ideological domination, while the other side is trapped in an impenetrable thicket of rules, destroys the myth of Wikipedia as a neutral platform. The IRS should have caught this long ago. The New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN should have done exposés on this. There's nothing neutral about this. There's nothing neutral. This is the worst form of McCarthyism. Being targeted on Wikipedia is like living in Stasi East Germany during communism. There is no safe place. Earlier this year, we had conversations with Wikipedia editor Rome Vajero, who has been documenting his unsettling experiences on the encyclopedia for several years. On his blog, Wikipedia, We Have a Problem, Vajero, V-I-H-A-R-O, writes, quote, "A number of skeptic activists on Wikipedia believe that only they are qualified to edit a large swath of topics and biographies on Wikipedia, and they seek to purge other editors from those articles or Wikipedia itself. Skeptic activists take this very seriously and treat Wikipedia like a battleground for their activism, where online harassment, slander, bullying, character assassination, and public shaming are all used as tactics to control editing permissions on the world's largest repository of knowledge." Jimmy Wells has repeatedly shown his personal intolerance towards topics he disagrees with, particularly non-conventional and alternative medicine, or whatever he decides is phony or fake news. Wells also presumes the prevailing pharmaceutical drug paradigm and the skeptic support of the science-based medicine ideology is science's final word for determining the diagnosis and treatment of disease. All other medical modalities outside of Big Pharma's purview is fair game for ridicule, incrimination, and ultimately censorship. It is not uncommon to find skeptic sites praising Wells' embrace of skepticism and acknowledging him as one of their own. The sites Skeptical Science and SkepTools portray Wells in glowing terms for his attack against energy psychology. Quote, "Wikipedia's co-founder Jimmy Wells this week sent a clear signal to skeptics who edit the user-created encyclopedia. He agrees with our focus on science and good evidence," end quote. After giving undue applause to the success of Susan Gerbic's network, Guerrilla Skeptics on Wikipedia, the article continues, quote, "Wells makes clear what I've been saying all along. The rules of evidence on Wikipedia are pro-skeptic and pro-science. If we are pushing an idea that science rejects, Wikipedia will reject it too. The paranormalists and pseudoscientists take note. Skeptics are not bullying you off Wikipedia. We are only enforcing the rules of evidence as clearly stated on the service. If you cannot provide adequate evidence for your ideas, they will not be accepted. So says Jimmy Wells, so say we all," end quote. Wow. What do you think would happen if this was stated in a court of law, read to a jury, about determining what is fair and what is objective, but is biased and not. The skeptics are a very small contingent of individuals who are unquestionably deviant from modern scientific norms, who have been given direct permission and received inspiration and license from Wales to capture Wikipedia's pages on natural and alternative health. Categorically, their goals are to distort the debate in their favor, instead of following Wikipedia's rules to magically produce valuable and objective information out of conflicting analysis and arguments and conversations. A tiny group of skeptics have been granted permission to impose its own solutions for how wiki pages should be reframed and according to their own unpopular ideological beliefs. None of the many non-conventional medical disciplines disparaged by skeptic activists accurately qualify as pseudoscience based upon Wikipedia's own arbitration criteria. On the other hand, skeptics have moved the boundaries, and evidence clearly shows Wikipedia's co-founder Jimmy Wales condones this. I'll be more specific. Let's look at Dr. Stephen Barrett and Quackwatch. The personal website of Dr. Stephen Barrett, better known as Quackwatch, has served as the primary resource for Wikipedia's skeptic editors to find information to stage personal attacks against their opponents in the non-conventional medical and natural health professions. As a trained psychiatrist, Barrett has no, I repeat, no formal scientific background or credentials to qualify him as a pundit either for or against chiropractic, nutrition, dietetic sciences, herbal medicine, homeopathy, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, or alternative and complementary medicine, or many other alternative medical practices. Barrett is widely recognized as an ardent skeptic within the movement. One of his big fans is Wikipedia's co-founder, Jimmy Wales. Both share their mutual support for the skeptics' cause to advance scientific atheism and create a pharmaceutical regime. Furthermore, Barrett has been the co-chair of the Health Claims Subcommittee at the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, perhaps the skeptics' foremost flagship organizations, since 1980. And finally, other prominent skeptics, such as Stephen Novella, are listed as advisors on Quackwatch. In addition, Barrett's membership on the American Council on Science and Health Board of Scientific Advisors for over 40 years indicates he has served as a spokesperson for private corporations. The organization's platforms are radically pro-industry and advocate for genetically modified foods and industrial agriculture and nuclear power and vaccine mandates and natural gas and the deregulation of toxic chemicals. Practically every trustee member has direct ties to large corporations. Journalist Gary Rushkin has identified the individuals as a front group for, quote, the tobacco, chemical, fossil fuel, cosmetic, and pharmaceutical industries, end quote. It has defended Monsanto against lawsuits charging glyphosate or Roundup is carcinogenic. Court records revealed that Monsanto funneled money to the organization, and Lamode investigation found that the American Council on Science and Health lobbying on behalf of agrochemical industry. Skeptics equally support the big agricultural agenda to persuade GMOs to the public as being safe and pose no health and environmental risks. A Mother Jones report uncovered that the American Council on Science and Health donors include Chevron, Coca-Cola, Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation, Bayer Crop Science, Procter & Gamble, Syngenta, 3M, McDonald's, and tobacco giants such as Altria and Philip Morris. The organization initiated efforts to receive funding for lobbying services rendered by Pepsi-Cola, Monsanto, British American Tobacco, Dow Agro, ExxonMobil Foundation, and Reynolds America. It also cemented close ties with the Koch family and the owners of Koch Industries and the major funders of the Randian Pro-Industry American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. This includes receiving funds from David Koch Foundation, the Koch family-controlled Claude R. Lambie Foundation, and Koch Industries' allied public relations firm, the Bradley Foundation. This is the organization Barrett has been directly affiliated with and benefited from for over 40 years. Similar to the American Council on Science and Health, Barrett's Quackwatch regards itself as a, quote, consumer advocacy, end quote, organization and claims to support evidence-based science. yet, in fact, it is a small and loose-knit group of skeptics who focus their full attention on discrediting any and all medical protocols contrary to the drug-based medical model. It functions as a surreptitious clearinghouse of misinformation and scientific denialism that has become the most referenced source by skeptics on Wikipedia. The serious problem that Wikipedia repeatedly fails to address is the fact that the U.S. court system has ruled that Stephen Barrett is, quote, biased and unworthy of credibility, end quote. Again, biased and unworthy of credibility. In a separate legal case, Barrett versus Rosenthal, the California Supreme Court judge ruled, quote, plaintiffs Stephen Barrett and Terry Pavlov are physicians primarily engaged in combating the promotion and use of alternative or non-standard healthcare practices and products, end quote. This is sufficient reason for removing all references to Barrett and his Quackwatch faction as legitimate sources for scientifically reliable information. In the meantime, Quackwatch holds scriptural authority among skeptics and continues to be a major resource for their aggressive efforts to eradicate alternative medicine by misleading and confusing the public. Wells is steeped in skeptic philosophy and has been an invaluable enabler of the movement. Richard Dawkins, the modern founder of the New Atheism and a principal thought leader among skeptics, attended Wikipedia's 10th anniversary celebration. Wells was photographed alongside his hero during a 2007 TED Talk. Dawkins presented his case that only atheists can serve as the intelligentsia necessary to preserve civilization and continue its march towards progress. He scornfully made the call for, quote, militant atheists to become more aggressive in the fight against superstition. Susan Gerbic, with the support of her skeptic mentor, James Randi, took up Dawkins' call to arms by founding Skeptic Guerrillas on Wikipedia, along with her colleague Mark Edwards and Tim Farley. Farley, a software engineer specializing in internet security and a fellow of the Skeptic James Randi's Foundation, also runs the website Skeptical Software Tools. Farley's sole mission is to provide the virtual tools and applications for skeptics to dominate the internet and sites such as Wikipedia in order to advance the skeptic's dogma. During an interview at one of the skeptics' amazing meetings, Gerbic stated, quote, we rewrite Wikipedia and proof the pages. We remove citations that are not noteworthy. We add citations. We do just about everything in Wikipedia to improve content, end quote. But hold on a second. The entire basis of all of these social media platforms, including Google and Facebook and Wikipedia, is you're not allowed to create original material. And here you're acknowledging that you've done that. This is an immediate concern. Again, quote, we rewrite Wikipedia and proof the pages. We remove citations that are not noteworthy. We add citations. We do just about everything in Wikipedia to improve content, end quote. In a July 2018 issue of Wired magazine, the author reported, quote, the Guerrilla Skepticisms on Wikipedia project has more than 120 volunteer editors from around the world, each of whom Gerbic has recruited and trained herself, end quote. And according to the newspaper Voices of Monterey Bay, Gerbic claims that as of August 2018, the Guerrilla Skepticism on Wikipedia's project has written or fully rewritten over 600 Wikipedia pages, which had collectively received over 30 million views. So where is the objectivity? Where is the fairness? Where is asking for people who have evidence of a contrary point of view? Where is any of that? It doesn't exist. Isn't it time the authorities examine this? Gerbic has earned Jimmy Wells' approval, too. In her video posted on YouTube, Gerbic brags about her team's success in, quote, drastically, in quote, changing Wikipedia's page on homeopathy and inserting the word, quote, quackery. That's creating original content. You're not allowed to do that. She shares her success publicly about how she uses Wikipedia to increase the visits on external skeptic homepages, primarily the James Randi Educational Foundation, which likely funds her organization. Likewise, in her training lecture, Gerbic makes a Freudian slip. You can, quote, change the rules or pages, end quote. Bending the rules includes redefining reliable references, such as including the Skeptic's main journal, Skeptical Inquirer, which is not peer-reviewed and represents only a tiny fraction of America's readership. Stephen Barrett's Quackwatch and the science-based medicine blogs started by skeptic physician Stephen Novella and David Gorski are also recognized as reliable sources by Wikipedia. However, both sources are situated on the far margins of mainstream consensus. Both are deeply flawed scientifically, lack any objectivity, and are written for the sole purpose, we believe, of promoting a heavily biased ideological perspective about medical science and practice. Why hasn't anyone from the New York Times, why hasn't a single reporter from 60 Minutes found what we found? It is hiding in clear sight. This is one of the major scandals of the 21st century. You wouldn't know it by talking to anyone in the mainstream media. Gerbic's work has received the highest praises from the Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal and Center for Inquiry, the leading flagship organizations for the skeptic movement. She was elected as the Center for Inquiry's fellow to join other leading skeptics such as Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse and Carl Sagan and Michael Mann, among others. This network of skeptic associations, along with the fringe science-based medicine organization, now serve as an influential deep state operating freely and with impunity on Wikipedia. In a sermon to her fellow skeptics, Gerbic revealed that her recruits do not require any professional expertise or knowledge in a field in order to edit it. Wikipedia pages, she writes, quote, pick your topic, psychics, vaccines, cryptozoology, or whatever gets your heart going. You can work with the Guerrilla Skepticism on Wikipedia team we train or hundreds of other ways to take care of these issues. Quit bitching in your beer, rolling your eyes, and do something, end quote. Now let's just imagine for a moment that we had a headline of something important in the New York Times, but the author was anonymous. And any reference was cherry-picked, and it does not conform with what others have found to be true. Would that be allowed to be published? No. What would happen if you opened up the Britannica Encyclopedia or any of the other major credible encyclopedias? You have a knowledge of the person, their background, and their expertise. Seems you need none of the above in order to edit Wikipedia. Gerbic's guerrilla efforts also target the debate over the benefits and potential health risks of genetically modified crops, or GMOs. Skeptics give their full weight in support of GMOs in the agricultural chemical industry. Wikipedia continues to argue that, quote, there is a scientific consensus that currently available food derived from GMO crops pose no greater risk to human health than conventional foods, end quote. The entry makes no reference to French molecular biologist Dr. Gilles Eric Seralini, groundbreaking study first published in the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology and later in Environmental Science Europe, which reproduced Monsanto's own research to prove that rats fed with genetically modified Roundup-ready corn had a dramatic increase in tumors and shorter lifespans. Now, since GMO crops are heavily laced with glyphosate or Roundup and other pesticides, there's also no reference to the August 2018 California court ruling that glyphosate-based weed killers cause cancer. Monsanto was ordered to pay $289 million for one person for its cover-up of that fact. Lawsuits are piling up, more than 14,000, and all those lawsuits are going to have scientists, and the information will be brought forward, including a Freedom of Information Act document showing that Monsanto knew this all along. So, what are they going to do? There's already been, just in the last 6 months, three lawsuits lost about glyphosate causing cancer in three individuals, two in the United States and one in France. And now just imagine, do you take responsibility if you're there defending Monsanto and glyphosate so people continue to use it? Feeling, well, I saw it on Wikipedia, they must be experts. Where is your background in toxicology? What articles have you published on the the environmental medicine or environmental toxicants, how many papers in the peer-reviewed literature have you read and analyzed on the toxic effects of glyphosate? I'd like to know, since you seem so sure it's safe. So, the world's leading authority on the dangers of glyphosate, Seralini, and he was attacked. There is a direct relationship between agricultural scientist shilling for Monsanto and Gerbic's activists on Wikipedia. Kevin Folta, chairman of the Department of Horticultural Science at the University of Florida, received his fellowship from the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry alongside Gerbic. In 2015, a Freedom of Information Act submitted by the California organization U.S. Right to Know caught Folta shilling for Monsanto and the agricultural industry. An article in Nature, the most respected scientific publication in the world, confirmed the details. In 2016, Gerbic interviewed Folta for the Center for Inquiry, or of Inquiry. The discussion confirmed that guerrilla skeptics are also active in editing Wikipedia's GMO pages. None of this is reported in Wikipedia. Shouldn't this be important? Shouldn't the Inspector General of the Internal Revenue Service be examining this? Shouldn't Congress have an open, honest discussion by bringing in all these editors and the scientists that they're supporting, and then allow for the other editors of peer-reviewed journals who are actually doing original research to come in, and so the entire world can see on the record and under oath what the truth may be? Gerbic's and Farley's efforts are having an enormously deleterious impact on Wikipedia and its credibility. In one of Gerbic's training videos, she states, quote, "So they're getting their information from here so we can control this. This is so powerful you don't understand. When you put one of these guerrilla skepticism edits up on Jenny McCarthy's page or Priceline or Walmart or just some of these pages, you're like glowing inside. It's so powerful to feel like I've made such an impact. Hundreds of thousands of people can be reading my edit, homeopathy. We've changed that page dramatically. The lead, the very first couple of sentences of the page, which most people, it's the only thing they read, we use the word quackery. I mean, it's awesome," end quote. Maybe. Did you know we'd find this information? Did we know that we would find what you've said as a matter of record? So, you're bragging about changing content by creating content. Here's a question for you. How does that sit with members of Congress that passed the legislation that protects the platforms from being sued because you're not creating content? How does that align with your IRS status? This will be seen in the very near future. And Gerbic doesn't hold back her acknowledgement that her guerrilla skeptics own Wikipedia pages. Quote, "Nobody owns their Wikipedia page. We control the Wikipedia pages, the editors, everyone. And because we're organized and we have this project, we are a skeptic since we're focused on this. We're not updating bowling page or internet fans or something like that. This is our thing. We need to have this. Scientific pages are pretty dang good. They're in really great shape," end quote. So, you're acknowledging, at least my belief here, from what I'm reading of your own words, and I've got a lot more of what you've said, that you control it. So it doesn't matter the truth. You can prevent any page from being changed to correct it. You can continue freezing these people, calling them fringe. Gerbic makes it clear that she and Farley recruit through the International Network of Skeptics, who have no professional experience whatsoever in accurately editing a page or medicine or parapsychology. Quote, "I cannot give my opinion on Wikipedia, but I can, through our spokespeople, give an opinion of how I feel about a topic and so on. I'm writing through other people." Let me repeat that. I'm writing through other people. Let me say that again. So even those who may not fully understand it, I'm writing through other people. but I need that content first from the James Randi Educational Foundation or the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry or from Ben Radford or from Ray Hyman, whoever. I need the content first, and then I can edit it. End quote. Weiler concludes, quote, much of skeptical sourcing is merely skeptics citing opinions from notable skeptics or from articles in skeptical publications. Rarely do they venture far outside of the skeptical echo chamber to get their information, end quote. So, in no uncertain terms, Wikipedia distinguishes what is reliable and unreliable sources for reference purposes on its pages. Skepticism's newsletters, magazines, and blogs do not qualify as any legitimate objective reference. They are not peer-reviewed. None are acknowledged as mainstream publications, and their articles speak to only a tiny segment of the English-speaking public. Nevertheless, these sources are repeatedly found throughout skeptic-controlled Wikipedia pages in order to promulgate their narrow perception of science and discredit others. Gerbic has also launched a separate project called We Got Your Wiki Back Project. The project's goal is to further improve Wikipedia pages solely for the benefit of skepticism's leading spokespersons. Speaking on a Data Skeptic podcast, she said that this is protect and increase the exposure of skepticism's leading spokespersons when they appear in the media. She said, quote, when they are in the media's eye, we know that their Wikipedia page views are going to spike, end quote. Now, I do not have time today, and I'm only halfway through this 40-page report, to go into how we have taken the time in this scholarship, real scholarship with real experts, to go through what Wikipedia says about chiropractic, homeopathy, traditional Chinese medicine, and all the other things that are actually working, homeopathy, to help people. And we deconstruct their arguments by showing proper peer-reviewed literature. We have over 500,000 papers cited in PubMed, the government's own official publication, legitimizing these alternative therapies. So, why don't they come out and debate? Why aren't there congressional hearings? Why has no journalist within the mainstream media agreed to take them on? Fear? Lack of interest? Because think of the consequences when you destroy an entire field that has been around for over 5,000 years, like traditional Chinese medicine. And by the way, traditional Chinese medicine has its own National Academy of Sciences. It has its own peer-reviewed publications. It has some of the state-of-the-art scientific research in the world. And yet you denigrate all of it as you do chiropractic? They've gotten away with this because people have not addressed them, not done their homework. We have. I've only given you a tiny fraction of what is to come, and there is a lot more to come, a lot more articles, investigative reports. And now it's time for the public. Read the articles. This is on Progressive Reader Network or PRN.fm. Download it and share it with everyone that you know. I'm Gary Nall. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Progressive Commentary Hour. Have a nice day.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to Punish me with brutality. Talk to me.